Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. We're in Jupiter, Florida. The games have begun, and a chance to visit with Derek Gould of STLToday.com and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And Derek, a couple of games in the books, and I found it interesting on the first game for the Cardinals, which was on Saturday. You were covering a different team and a different look and maybe how fans evaluate this team. Tell me that experience of going to see the Astros open up against Washington.
I mean, to be fair, I did do a doubleheader that day. I did do my job of watching the Cardinals, Dan.
I know. Just deal with my questions, will you?
Okay. Then I went south to see Max Scherzer pitch against the Astros. In the Astros' first game since the the firings and the commissioner's investigation into the sign stealing, since they just were, enveloped in a scandal. It was their first start, our first game. I can't really say, though, that it was those Astros' first game because there was no regular in the lineup. They just really...
That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess it shouldn't have been a surprise, but it also speaks to, like, Houston. Here they are again. I mean, there are rules about this stuff. You got to put four regulars in the lineup, right?
That's right.
Their home game, and they didn't do it. It's their home game. Their home fans. And they did not give a single regular. The lineup that they had, Dan, there combined zero plate appearances in the postseason.
Yeah, I don't know how they get away with that. I was
shocked.
They
don't. They'll get fined.
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw that lineup.
Get scolded or something. Dusty Baker was asked about it, and he said, look, the young guys are ahead of the veterans at this point. But, I mean, it is what it is. You know why he's doing it.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to face the music at some point.
You are, and he said he would start trickling them in. In a way, it was like a nod to the Nationals, let them have their night. There were far more National fans that had bought tickets to a Houston home game than Astros fans. There's a real interesting question down there. Sort of press box chatter, to be honest, but at least worth watching, is if the Houston fans stay away from this team.
I've been wondering that too. Yeah.
A lot of talent. They have a lot of charisma, but will Houston fans show up? The ones who did wore everything. I mean, they were dressed to stand out as Houston fans. So kudos to them. But there was a lot more Nationals fans than Astros fans at an Astros home game. And it was an interesting kind of atmosphere. You had the banging of the chairs, the signs were taken by ushers. So there wasn't a whole lot of signs there. Lots and lots of boos for players who had no role in it. A very, very public, I didn't put this and I should have put this in my story, but a very, very public hug from Dave Martinez and Dusty Baker before the game during the national anthem. I think, just in being around there that day, what I realized and kind of knew going in, Dan, but what I realized is that if Houston's going to come out of this, if Houston is going to have a good season, if Houston is going to reclaim its reputation, it's going to be because Dusty Baker is there. It's going to be because baseball really likes Dusty Baker. And there are a lot of people who think Dusty Baker got a raw deal with the Nationals before they go off and win the World Series. And, Dusty Baker is who people are going to root for.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Cardinals. A couple of games in the books. Mm-hmm. Some guys are starting to stand out. I get it. It's only two games. But what drew your attention over the weekend?
Well, Edmundo Sosa, first and foremost, from a position player standpoint, strong play defensively there in the first game, then continued strong play defensively in the second game at Port St. Lucie, had the game-tying home run, had a single to right field, pulled a ball off, over the wall for the two-run homer to tie the game 3-3, which is where it finished. So just Sosa, just a strong kind of look. I mean, just appears to be a more confident player. Always had a lot of verve and a lot of style when it came to defense, and very reliable. He's on the short list for the best defensive players in camp. probably behind Wong as far as infielders go, and behind Bader as far as all fielders go, and probably behind Thomas. But right there, maybe just even a stride ahead of Paul DeJong at shortstop. But he's always had that. It's the offense. Where was the offense going to come from? How consistently could he take it back? Could he take a competitive at bat? Could he provide for the majors? And it's early, but he's shown two couple good games. Pitching-wise, you saw Yenesis Cabrera had a strong outing in the first game. Daniel Ponce de Leon was the best pitcher against the Mets. Three strikeouts, good stuff, good consistency of his mechanics. Just a real assured competitiveness to him. He's a bit ahead of the other guys because he's trying to make an impression.
I thought the other guy that really stood out for me, and it's only one at bat, but just how Carpenter took the ball to left field. Now he had
twice.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going with the first at bat primarily. The other one was wind aided, and it wound up being a base hit. But the first time the ball got deep and he took it to left field, took it with authority, which is what we all have been clamoring about with the shift, in particular with Matt Carpenter. And if he's going to get back to the hitter that he was, which was to use all fields with authority, that's a good sign. I took away that as being an important, and I get it. It's only one at bat, but I watch him in BP. Everything's trying to go to left. There's a concerted effort with what he's trying to do, and I just thought that could be a very important, you know, stepping stone in the right direction for him.
Yeah, and live BP too. You know, live BP.
Exactly.
You see that against pitchers who know what he's trying to do and try to use it against them. I saw Adam Wainwright against Matt Carpenter in live BP, and of course, Wainwright's going to want to have success and, you know, execute those pitches and stuff. And so he was like, "All right, you're going to try to go the other way with me. Here's what I'm going to do," and it worked. But you saw Matt Carpenter still going like, okay, that pitch, if I go the other way is a pop-up. Okay, what do I do with it? You know what I mean? Just kind of thinking through the progressions of what and where he can do with what pitches if his swing is right. And he has drilled so much on getting that swing back to where it was, where it's not, you know, it's sweeping the zone, not flicking the zone. It's driving the ball to left field, not lofting it to left field. It's attacking balls on the outside of the plate, not ignoring them, you know, for a ball call or for a strike call, you know, that he stares at and walks back to the dugout. I mean, I just think that, you know, he has such an innate and gifted feel for the strike zone that gives him a head start as he now looks to experiment and really focus on, okay, what can I do with a more, let's say, signature swing and what he can do as far as driving the ball to left field.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine. All for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men. Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hotshot's legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hotshot's near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues.
KK Kim made his debut on Saturday, and I thought it looked pretty good.
Pretty good. The curveball is, I'm really interested to see how he works with that. You know, it's what they would call a show pitch now, right? Steal a strike.
Yeah, he was hitting like 68, 69 miles an hour with that curve.
Yeah, and he telegraphs it, you know, so it's something that, you know, he's got to not let the hitter know it's coming, but he'll play off the slider. I think his fastball plays and the split plays, and it's what does he bring with those two? You know, I mean, don't rule him out as a possible closer guy. That is possible. Other teams looked at him as a potential closer, so the Cardinals will too.
I think, too, the other one that stood out to me, or at least two players that stood out, I love the at-bats by Dylan Carlson and Nolan Gorman. I mean, you're seeing a difference even a year later with those two guys.
Oh, really? I think a lot with Nolan Gorman.
Agreed, I totally agree.
In control in the box. I mean, he always had a lovely swing, right? Like really lovely left-handed swing, just lofting power, natural and everything like that. Just a lot to like about his swing, but you wondered how in control of the strike zone he was, like how aware he was. And, you know, I mean, he'd run into a home run, but would he go up there and, you know, create a home run? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, just in watching him in live BP, watching him in BP, watching him now in games, he looks like a guy who just has a keener eye for the type of pitch he needs to then do damage with. And I've been very impressed. He's got a quietness to him that wasn't there last year.
I'll wrap it up with this. Should there be any concern with Goldschmidt not playing defense with the elbow? What do you think?
Some. He missed time a few years ago with an elbow issue. Missed time with the Diamondbacks. He has described it as just pain that then led him to shut down, and now it's a matter of rebuilding his strength so that, you know, he doesn't create a worse injury. Clearly it's something that he's managed. We can debate how valuable that is for a first baseman. What you don't want is that one dramatic, violent throw that he's not ready to make to cause an injury that does put him out for a while. And that's what they're protecting against. It's not limiting him at the plate. It's not limiting him in drills. It's not limiting him in, as far as batting practice goes. So as of right now, it's some concern, not a five alarm fire though.
Agreed. Hey, Derek, love doing these and we'll catch up again tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it, Dan. Another game, another day, and soon we're off to Northport to see what it's like where Atlanta is now.
You bet. Should be fun. Thanks, Derek.
Yep. Thanks, Dan.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Fuse Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Fuse has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.